Previously on Adventures in Odyssey.
What are your people doing on my set?
You mean you're making a movie here?
A television series.
I want to work on the show too.
Okay, I'll give you a chance.
My big break!
Look, Wooten. Whoa. There are fire engines on your street.
Whoa. They're in front of your house.
Mr. Bassett, your house is gutted. Everything inside is destroyed. We're treating it as a crime scene.
Tell him about the perilous pen, Wooten.
It's a writer on a website.
He gets a scoop on upcoming comic book projects and tells the world.
Who is most qualified to break through those codes and find the truth?
The FBI!
No! Eugene Meltzner.
All right, everyone. Time to hand in your gender essays.
Oh, Miss Adelaide? There was an article in the newspaper this morning about Wits End being vandalized. It hinted that there's a connection to the festival.
Sometimes we have to compel people to accept changes they may not like. Even now, my brother is in the hospital dying, in part because of people like Mr. Whitaker, who've made his life miserable with their easy platitudes and moralistic tyranny.
Whit collapsed at the association meeting. They took him to the emergency room.
Dr. Graham has done a variety of tests. She needs to do more before she makes a diagnosis.
Buck, what happened to you?
I ran into the wrong people at the park.
I'm going to call Detective Polehouse.
No, please. Huh? You know how Detective Polehouse feels about me. He'll assume I'm to blame for any trouble around here.
It's not fair. Why does Matthew get to do all the exciting stuff?
Camilla, if we'd known he was going off with Jay and Emily to invade a town full of zombies, we would have said no.
Okay, I can't believe you just said that with a straight face. Please pass the milk, Olivia.
Mm-hmm. Oh, here.
Thank you.
Well, we didn't know what was going on out there, and it's kind of weird.
Zombies, to start with.
No, the zombies were cool.
Oh.
It's the conversation with the producer I still can't figure out.
What's to figure out?
The show is about a family stuck in a town fighting zombies, but the family isn't like regular families we know, or our family.
There aren't very many traditional families on TV anymore.
There are a few, but they're usually shown as being stupid or out of touch or secretly hiding terrible problems.
My friends at school are in different kinds of families. Sometimes I feel weird because I have just one mom and one dad and a brother and sister.
See? Before we know it, we'll be fighting zombies.
Matthew.
TV programs like to highlight what's unusual. And after a while, the unusual seems usual. I mean, normal. I mean, apart from the zombies.
I heard some guy on the radio say that it's television's fault that families are having problems.
Well, we can't blame television.
It isn't helping things. Mm,
true.
I know. We can blame Adam and Eve and what happened in the Garden of Eden.
Ha! Mm. What kinds of TV shows did they watch?
We make decisions every day, like Adam and Eve did. We choose to follow God or not.
So my friends' families are in trouble because they aren't following God?
No, Camilla. We don't know why those families are having problems.
And it's not for us to guess about. There are a lot of reasons people make the kinds of decisions they do, and those decisions impact their families for better or worse. It's hard, and it's painful.
Mm-hmm. Maybe that's why some people think it's better not to be part of families.
What? Who are you talking about?
She's talking about Buck. Because he doesn't have a family, and she thinks it's cool.
Olivia!
But she's wrong.
Olivia?
Well, families are more important than people realize.
You're just saying that because of your Room of Consequence trip.
Yeah. Why won't you tell us what happened in there?
Because I don't know how to put it into words, okay? All I know is what happens to the family affects everything.
Nobody disagrees with you.
Yes, they do. People think families are optional, or all they see is what's wrong with families, and they dismiss them. Well, I think we need to start celebrating what's right about families. Maybe if we did that more often, they wouldn't break up.
You're right, Olivia. Let's figure out how to do that.
But not now. You don't want to be late for school or work,
or
honey.
Work.
Let's move.
Okay, here we go.
Camilla, you can
I'll get the rest.
Okay, thank you. David, Olivia's right. Camilla has been talking about Buck lately.
Oh, do you think it's a crush?
Maybe, but it's her attitude that's bothering me. She seems to think he's a hero, and that his life is somehow better than hers.
Hmm. Well, with all the tension we've had around here lately, is that a surprise?
Oh, no matter how much tension we have, it's better than what he's experienced.
How do we help her to understand that?
Connie, is there any coffee left?
Oh, sure, Detective. Long night? This is your third cup. Not that I'm counting.
Have you heard from Wooten this morning?
Penny went off with him earlier.
Chief Woodley said he was staying at the Odyssey Hotel.
That's right. Hadley, too.
Doesn't Hadley have a home to go back to?
I don't know, but it's good for Wooten to have family nearby. This is really hard for him. His house and everything in it was like an extension of his personality. Do you know how it happened or who did it?
We're working on it.
Do you think it's connected to the break-in?
Could be. We don't know yet. Motive is a missing piece. Why would someone local do it? Or does it have something to do with someone from Comic-Connellsville?
Is the comic book industry so competitive that people would burn down a house?
That's what I want to find out when Wooten shows up.
You're meeting him here?
Did you think I was hanging around for the coffee?
Well...
The vandalism of Wits End, Wooten's house, it's like we're under attack.
Well, some would say we are, spiritually speaking.
Good morning, Miss Kendall.
Morning, Eugene.
Oh, Detective Polehouse.
Yeah, good morning, Eugene. Is everything all right?
Yes, of course. What could be wrong?
Is something wrong, Eugene?
Why are you here, Detective?
I'm meeting with Wooten.
Oh.
There was a fire at his house last night, Eugene.
Uh-huh. Oh, good.
What?
I mean, that must have been terrible.
Eugene, what's wrong with you?
As a cynical detective type, I'm inclined to think you're hiding something.
As someone who isn't a cynical detective type, I'm inclined to think the same thing.
Oh, no, nothing. Buck is fine. I'm fine, and, Katrina's fine. You look fine.
Thank you.
I need to check the computer systems upstairs. Goodbye.
Bye.
What was that all about?
I have no idea. As usual.
Good morning, Jason. Well, I'm feeling better, thanks. I wanted to call before you came back to the hospital. Dr. Graham wants me to stick around for some more tests. So I can't get a straight answer about how long that'll take. There's no point in wasting your time here. Actually, I have someone I'd like to visit while I'm waiting. Randall? Randall Edgware?
That's me. Come in.
Oh, well, I'm glad I found you. I know your sister, and wrongly assumed that you shared the same last name.
Adelaide is my sister's married name.
Oh, I'm John Whittaker.
I recognize you.
Oh, from where?
Sunday school class. You were my Sunday school teacher in third grade.
Edgware. Oh, yes, but weren't you Bobby then?
Yeah. Randall's my middle name. I went through a lot of changes and decided my name ought to change, too. New life, new identity.
Ah, do you mind if I sit down?
Yeah, go ahead. This is a pleasant surprise. Every now and then I've thought about stopping by your ice cream place, but...
I wish you had.
Why the visit? Did you just happen to be in the area?
I was in overnight.
Nothing serious, I hope.
It's manageable. How about you?
Well, I'm in the hospice, Mr. Whittaker. In my case, it's the last stop before the funeral home.
What are you dealing with?
That's too boring to explain. My body is riddled with things determined to kill me.
Oh, I am sorry.
My sister's giving you a run for your money, I hear.
She's a formidable person.
That's putting it mildly. She tell you I was here?
She mentioned it, yes.
I'll bet she said I was dying and it's all your fault.
Well, something like that.
And she was always the drama queen. Especially when she gets on her soapbox. I hope you're not here because you believed her or feel guilty.
Well, I'm here because I was concerned about you.
My sister's made me the poster child for her various campaigns. She likes to use me as her guilt card.
Well, I really didn't come to talk about your sister.
No, it's okay. I'm the one doing the talking. Look, Mr. Whitaker, I own my choices. I know I've made some bad ones. I'm here because of them. It's no one's fault but mine.
It's good that you take responsibility for yourself, but you don't have to bear your choices alone.
Is this my old Sunday school teacher talking?
I never stop teaching Sunday school.
I'm glad. You were good. I've had days when I wish I'd listened to you, but my thinking went another direction.
What can I do for you, Randall?
Is that a serious question?
I wouldn't ask if it wasn't.
Well, you know, I don't get a lot of visitors. My sister comes every couple days. She's busy, I know, but...
Friends?
Well, I suspect I remind them of what might happen if they don't think twice about their lives, so they stay away.
I'd be happy to spend some time with you. Though I don't want to cause trouble with your sister.
More trouble, you mean? I know what's going on. Don't let her fluster you.
I'll try not to.
Do you like to play Scrabble?
Well, I do, yes.
What's over on the shelf, if you have the time?
I do.
I appreciate the diversity of opinion in your gender essays. Not bad, not bad, considering how quickly you had to write them. I'd like permission to put one or two in a display for the Let's Get Together Festival. Though, there were one or two that were a little too conventional, even cliché. Here you go, Matthew.
Thanks.
And Emily.
Thank you, Miss Adelaide.
And Debbie.
What? A C? Emily, look, I got a C. How could I get a C on my opinion?
I got a B minus. And she wrote that's only because of my clear handwriting.
This is wrong. We shouldn't get marked down for disagreeing with her.
Well, it looks like we did.
Matthew? Emily? Is there a problem?
No, ma'am.
Not at the moment.
Good, because I have another essay for you to write. About marriage.
No. Hi, Connie.
Wooten, hi. How are you doing?
Well, I'm better than some and worse than others. Is Eugene here?
He's upstairs. Do you want me to get him?
No, maybe after I talk to Detective Polehouse. Have you seen him?
The corner booth. Where's Penny?
Oh, she's trying to parallel park and Hadley's helping her, so they could take a little while.
Wooten, I'm really sorry about your house.
Oh, thanks, Connie. Me too. But Mrs. Kramer was dancing in the street in her robe and slippers that looked uncannily like stormtrooper boots.
Wooten!
I'll be right there, Detective. Oh, he makes me so nervous.
He makes everyone nervous.
Hey, Vance!
Jay?
Did you hear about Wooten's house?
Yeah, Jay, I don't get daily alerts about Wooten's house.
It burned down last night to the ground. Nothing left.
Oh, really?
It's freaky.
Last night? What time?
Well, how am I supposed to know? Like, around 9?
That's interesting.
Yeah, it sure is. What is?
Oh, you know, Buck Oliver was out last night around that time.
Good for him. Did you see he was wearing sunglasses today? What's that all about?
I don't know. Maybe he thinks it's cool.
Yeah, well, if it is, then I should be wearing them, and I'm not. Did I tell you that I'm going to be on a TV series?
Oh, really? I don't care.
As an actor.
Yeah, I'm not caring still. See me not caring as I leave?
What? What? No, you'll care when I'm a big star. I bet. Anyway, what was Buck doing out at the same time Wooten's house burned down?
What to do about it, Matthew?
Your dad is a judge, Emily. If you don't know, who does? Miss Adelaide can't mark down our essays just because she disagrees with them.
Yeah, but how do we prove that that's what she did? She could come up with all kinds of reasons she gave us lower grades.
Structure, grammar, color of our ink.
But it was an opinion essay.
Yeah, I don't like it any more than you do. But I've been racking my brain and I can't come up with a way to protest.
Maybe we should talk to her directly.
And what? You think she'll admit that she marked us down because she didn't like our opinions?
Well, she might.
Hey, look who's here. My zombie comrades.
Hi, Jay.
Oh, what's with the long faces? Oh, are you rehearsing to be zombies?
We're not going to be in the TV show, Jay. You are.
That's right. I am. Not you. Or your brother Barrett. Or any of the Parker family singers.
Not now, Jay.
I guess you heard that your newly reacquired friend Buck is in trouble.
What kind of trouble?
Burning down Wooten's house.
What?
Where did you hear that?
Around.
Because you're spreading it around, right?
No, it's not for me to say. I wonder if I'll have to join an actor's union.
Yeah, maybe you should get a lawyer.
Ha ha! Tell that to Buck.
He didn't burn down Wooten's house, Jay.
That's what you say. Hey, did I tell you that I'll get paid? That part's good, right? Yeah, my parents signed the contract. Money in my pocket. More than you'll make in a year fixing computers. Well, maybe a week. I should get an agent.
You should see what kind of part they're going to give you before you get yourself all worked up.
Ugh, who cares about the part?
You don't even know what it is? They didn't give you script approval?
In time, Matthew. I have to build up my showreel first. I'm on call, you know.
On call?
At a moment's notice, they may want me on the set. Ooh, I wonder if they'll send me pages in advance. Or if they'll want me to do like improv, kind of get spontaneous in my character, do some make-em-ups.
Maybe you should practice, just in case. Let's go, Emily.
Okay.
Practice, yeah, that's a great idea. Wait, how do you practice spontaneity?
Thanks for meeting me, Wooten.
You're welcome.
Penny?
I was parallel parking, so I wouldn't get a ticket.
That's good thinking. Hadley?
Yeah, H-A-D.
No, not necessary. What are you doing?
Oh, tearing up the straw wrappers. It's the equivalent of a nervous twitch.
Stop it.
Okay.
So, Detective, what about Wooten's house?
Well, that's a good news and bad news situation.
Mm-hmm. Will the good news have more impact than the bad news, or the other way around?
I won't know until I tell you.
Uh-oh.
Now, Wooten...
Oh, the bad news first, please, because then the good and the good news might take away some of the bad from the bad news.
The fire investigators don't think your house is salvageable.
Oh.
There isn't much left inside, and the structure itself isn't safe. Large sections collapsed into the basement and ruined whatever you had down there.
No. Oh, my. I hope the good news has a big dose of good in it.
Well, the fire investigators think they know where the fire started.
That's the good news?
Well, that's as good as it gets for now.
All right, well, where did the fire start?
Your office, or your studio, whatever you call it.
Called it?
It may have been an electrical fire.
Well, from which electrical?
The one near your desk. But there's evidence of a cloth being involved.
Can they tell if it started by accident or if someone did it on purpose?
They're still checking into that. And we're aware that some fires are made to look like accidents. The break-in makes us want to treat it as suspicious.
Yeah, it's one thing to break in. It's another one to... Oh, I don't want to think about it. The thought creates a dissonance within my perception of reality.
Oh, Captain, absolutely issue 22.
Mm-hmm.
Look, I'm sorry, Wooten, but I need you to think about it. If this is related to anyone connected to Comic Connellsville or the comic book industry, you're the only one with the right mindset to know. So, where in the world do I start?
With the perilous pen.
Oh, Wooten, I've done some checking, and I hate to break this to you, but there is no perilous pen.
What?
There has to be.
That's like saying there's no Loch Ness Monster. How can you say that?
Because it's true. The perilous pen doesn't exist.
Matthew.
Can I talk to you?
Come in. What about?
My essay.
Oh, I was hoping you'd ask me about that. Frankly, I expected a lot better from you.
You did?
Well, let me try to explain it this way. You're a technological genius. You find innovative ways to make computers and machines work. Do you remember when my laptop froze up? Our own technical people couldn't help me. You fixed it in 5 minutes.
Well, yeah.
I expected you to bring that same kind of innovative thinking to your essay. Instead, I got a lot of the same old tired words that any average student might say. That essay wasn't you. It was you being a parrot.
It was? I mean, I was?
Yes. I hope you'll do better on the next one.
But I believe what I wrote.
Are you sure?
Well, why wouldn't I?
Think about it this way. In a computer, there is the hardware that drives the computer and the software that works with the hardware. Gender isn't in the hardware. It's in the software and can be changed and adjusted. For years, we've been dealing with ancient software. That's what you're dealing with when you wrote your essay. Now we have new software that gives us choices, Matthew.
Okay.
Great. Is there anything else?
I guess not.
Do well on that next essay. Your grade needs it.
Connie?
Oh, hi, Camilla.
When will Buck be here to paint?
Any minute.
Would it be all right if I took a drink out to him?
Okay, if you want. It hadn't occurred to me to do a sign-up list.
Why? Has someone else asked?
No, not yet, but it's early.
Well, remember I got here first.
Right. Why are you so interested in Buck?
Because he's such a loner and he does whatever he wants without worrying about what other people think. I wish I could be more like that. Just go where I want, when I want. No parents telling me what to do. No arguing with my brother or sister.
Camilla, you might want to think carefully before wishing you were like anyone other than you. Especially if that other person is Buck. Your impression of him may be a little off. Maybe even a total fantasy.
You mean like he's a character from a novel?
Well, no, that's not exactly what I was saying.
Huck Finn!
You know, we should probably have a talk about role models and the importance of choosing them wisely.
Okay.
Good.
Then can I take him some lemonade?
Sure.
Connie?
Hi, Detective Polehouse. Are you finished with Wooten?
For now. Tell Eugene I'll be back later. I want to talk to him and Buck.
Okay.
Don't forget to put on a pot of coffee for me.
I won't.
Goodbye, Detective!
Is he gone?
Yes. What in the world is going on, Eugene?
Connie, I dare not tell you, in case Detective Polehouse inquires.
He'll be back later to do just that. What's going on with Buck?
Oh, I didn't expect parenting to be so difficult so soon. I'm already out of my depth. I yearn for the simplicity of my life when people expected nothing more than computer program advice or advanced processing integration. Numbers and codes are straightforward.
Yeah, I know. They're your happy place.
Oh, Eugene, just the person I was hoping to see.
Oh?
I need your help.
I'm afraid I'm limited when it comes to fire or property loss.
Yeah, so am I. But that's not why we're here.
Oh.
We want you to help us find the perilous pen.
Even though Detective Polehouse said he doesn't exist.
Yeah, Detective Polehouse explained that the perilous pen isn't one writer, but a lot of writers. He called them stringers.
He was just making up words.
No, a stringer is someone who gets information for reporters and editors. I learned that in journalism class.
Which means that someone in Odyssey is feeding information about Wooten back to the perilous pen.
And it could be anyone.
Which also means that all these people who have claimed to be Wooten's friends over the years might be stabbing him in the back.
With a perilous pen.
So, if we find the perilous pen, then we can find the culprits who broke into my house and maybe even burned it down.
The perilous pen? Wooten, I'm afraid I wouldn't know where to begin with this.
The perilous pen writes a blog on the web, and that's computer related. And if you don't know about computers, Eugene, then who does?
Oh, you want my computer expertise?
It's happy place time.
Ooh, half price on ice cream?
No.
Please, will you help me, Eugene?
Help you? If it involves computers, then yes, I will.
Well, thanks.
And Wooten?
Huh?
You may be my new best friend.
Aw.
Wow, there was a lot of suspicion going around in today's adventure. Vance and Jay are spreading suspicions about Buck. Matthew and Emily were suspicious about Miss Adelaide. Wooten and Penny were suspicious of someone in Odyssey who was helping the Perilous Pen. Detective Polehouse was suspicious of everyone. And the Parkers were even suspicious about how television and movies present families. Thankfully, in contrast to that, we saw Whit reach out to Ms. Adelaide's brother for no reason except that he cared. Even with so much happening, Whit didn't lose sight of his calling to behave like a Christian and show others God's love and compassion. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. The Ties That Bind was written and directed by Paul McCusker, with sound design by Nathan Jones and music by John Campbell. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.